Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
I'm very pleased to have a regular kind of guest. Are you regular?
I am totally regular. Yeah. I am a contributor, and I love that title.
Why? And one of these days during the holidays, we're going to call you, and you're going to say, "Oh, Rick, I'm so tired. I can't. I've been out for 40 nights. 40 nights in a row."
No, it's never going to happen.
Candace, I'm sitting here.
I'm walking.
I'm sitting here with a guest who's going to be on at 5:30, Dan Protas, who talked about what a great subject you were when he interviewed you for what show?
It was behind the scenes of Antiques Roadshow. Candace was selected out of a cast of 1,000 or so potential guests on Antiques Roadshow, not surprisingly, because she had some one-of-a-kind Playboy items.
And a personality.
Yeah. And that too. Yeah.
And a personality.
And Dan, guess what? Did you know that the Chicago History Museum is interested in my collection?
They absolutely should.
How much?
And I think it is in large part due to your wonderful show.
Well, maybe you guys can split the profits. Have you thought about that?
I don't think that pays.
No, I haven't thought about that at all.
All right, sweetie, how tired are you? You've been out every night for the last week?
Oh, no, I'm not a bit tired. No, we've been out a lot, or I've been out a lot. I went to an event this morning that was fabulous. We were at an event Friday night, and there was another event on Tuesday, and I've told you this before, Rick, going out like this and seeing people really invigorates me. So, you know, it's when I'm sitting around doing nothing that I get really tired. So I'm very lucky.
What was the event this morning? I know around the holidays there are all these kind of morning events.
Right.
What was this morning?
Well, you know, this, quite frankly, this was my favorite family holiday event, and it was hosted by Wings, which is the area's largest provider of services for survivors of domestic violence.
Oh, wow.
They do so much good. It was a wonderful event, and I am telling you, these little kids were going wild because they have everything. You can decorate a gingerbread house. You can dance with a Ralph's World, who does music for kids. Mm-hmm. He has a band. They've got comfort dogs from Lutheran Church Charities where the kids could sit on the floor and pet them, and they can embellish ornaments. I mean, I could go on and on and on, and besides all that, they had the most incredible buffet you've ever seen in your life.
Buffet.
Oh. I mean, it was a lavish buffet.
Where was this thing?
It was at the Four Seasons. At the Four Seasons, Santa and Mrs. Claus were there, and it was absolutely fabulous.
How did you know they were the real Santa and Mrs. Claus? You just accept all this at face value, right?
I accept it all. Although I did ask their names for a photo, so they were very reluctant to share their real name.
Were they really?
Yeah, they were totally.
That's so funny.
I thought that was.
Could I have your name, please? Yes, sir, you can. Santa. you were too much, Candace. You were too much.
Exactly now, what they did. That's
now,
for sure.
Now, you have to, for a bit, calm down a bit on Christmas Day, do you not?
Oh, yeah, we're very laid back on Christmas Day. We stay home. I've told you before, we have a very low-key dinner together. It's just the two of us and Penny, our little dog. And, it's quiet and peaceful. So,
how would you characterize
it? I get all my ho-ho-hos out ahead of time.
How would you characterize the mood around this holiday as compared to last year's? And I'm not even going to go back further than that. How would you compare the mood of the people?
Well, you know, that's interesting that you should say that, because I have found that this season seems to be the happiest I've seen people in a long, long time.
Really?
And I don't know what that is attributed to, but I guess they're just tired of being down and depressed for so long that, you know, they're coming out of their shells. But it's been spectacular. I mean, the event that we went to Friday night, it was the St. Nick's Ball for Catholic Charities.
Yeah.
And they had like 850 people there. The room was absolutely packed. They had raised $2 million before dinner was even served.
And what did they raise during dinner?
Well, I think by the end of it, they're going to have double-digit numbers for sure.
You mean like $10 million? Wow.
Yeah, they always do. They have a lot of very philanthropic people that really care a lot about this charity. And they do such good work. They take care of like 370,000 people in Lake and Cook counties, and they never turn anybody away in need. And I mean, it's just, they're just absolutely fantastic. And they're led by Cardinal Cupich. And I got a selfie with him.
Was Chuck jealous now?
Your husband he's jealous? Not jealous? No, but it was a fun night, and they did a great job of it.
The your website, and you write for Chicago Star Media. You do a wonderful podcast. Where else can
people in cranes?
Yeah, exactly. But where else can people find? I know they sort of stick, you know, lists of stuff to do and hidden back pages of these so-called newspapers in this town. What's a good source, Candace Jordan, for holiday events?
Oh, I could share that with you right now. CandidCandace.com.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, on my website, I share all this kind of stuff that I'm talking to you about. Mm-hmm. Because I've always felt that, you know, people have this, they have scattered resources. This is like a one-stop shop.
Yeah,
you can find out, you know, and you know, a variety of things, you know, from the traditional to the brand new. I mean, I cover it all. So, you know, and also, you know, Chicago Star Media. We have a great website that carries a lot of information. It's chicagostarmedia.com. And, of course, all my nonprofit coverage is in Crane Chicago Business. So, you know, if there's something you want to know about the city, you know where to find it.
Let me ask you this. Let's take a break. I want to come back and ask you about something at Trump Chicago, okay?
Yeah,
So prepare yourself. Candace Jordan can be found. Just Google Candace Jordan. She's got a million websites. She's got a podcast. She's got cranes. She's everywhere. We'll be right back. Candace Jordan, who is the belle of the holiday season, is on the phone. Candace, what about this? I'm fascinated with, and you always send me this nice list of things that we never are able to get through, the Gingerbread Express elevator at Trump Chicago. What is that?
I am telling you, Rick, this is the most...
A way to celebrate his upcoming inaugural, or what?
No. They started this like around 6-7 years ago, and it's created, listen to this, it's created by their pastry chefs, and it takes 450 hours for them to make this little elevator. But yeah, now the point is, when you go up, it looks exactly like a little North Pole house. I mean, even the little doors that open look like Santa's, you're going into Santa's workshop. And then once you get inside this little elevator, there's like a faux fireplace, and all of the little bricks on the walls are made of real gingerbread, 1,300 real gingerbread bricks.
Wait, is this the size of a regular elevator?
Yes, it's a little, well, you know, it's, yeah, you step inside and it's a regular sized little elevator. And they have pipe in aromas, they play holiday music, and the best thing is that anybody can go visit it. It's not, you know, there's no charge, it's open to the public, but if people want to donate, all the proceeds go to St. Jude, and it's going to be there through January 8th. So if you have not seen this darling little elevator at Trump Chicago, you have got to go.
Now you have intrigued me enough to go see this goofy thing.
Well, you do. I know you.
What do they
Christmas.
Give you? Do they give you some gingerbread to eat?
Well, no, but I think you can buy a gingerbread kit somewhere there. I'm not sure.
But there's no charge to go in Trump Tower.
No,
say,
you go in.
Let me
and
in the elevator.
It takes you up to Terrace 16, that elegant restaurant overlooks all of the city, and you can go up and down in it as many times as you want. It's just adorable.
Is it crowded?
Well, when I was there, it wasn't crowded.
Well, you're a celebrity. I mean, you're a celebrity.
They
kept pushing people back.
Get back.
It's Candace and Chuck Jordan in there.
Yeah, velvet ropes, the whole thing. No, you can go, and it's not crowded. You have to see it.
What else is something? I mean, I know a lot of people. I know the Goodman Theater is, you know, pretty much filled for A Christmas Carol, that one stupid TV station in this town referred to as A Christmas Story. Go see A Christmas Story at the Goodman Theater. The famous Charles Dickens book. I'm like, oh, come on.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding me.
Well, you know this. That's awful. You know this. Many people in the television business are not very smart.
Well, you know, the Christmas Carol, A Christmas Carol, properly called, is going to be there at the Goodman through December 30th.
Yeah.
But, you know, a few years ago, do you remember they had a production, they did a little funny take on this show called Twist Your Dickens?
Sure.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Well, they gave me a little cameo in it.
Really?
And I was awful. I was totally awful. I only had two lines, Rick, two little lines, and I flubbed them.
First of all, what were the lines, and how did you flub them?
I couldn't remember them then. You think I can remember them now?
All right, how tired are you and Chuck? How tired are you?
We're not tired, although Chuck is taking a nap. But he told me not to tell you. But anyway, he's taking a nap. But, you know, I have to tell you about one other thing, because
sure.
I bet you've never heard of this. You know, there is a beautiful little cruise in Chicago called the Chicago Fireboat Cruise.
Uh-huh.
And it goes all year long, frankly. And I have been on one in the summer, and it's fascinating. It's a real 1937 Chicago fireboat.
Okay.
And it's owned by two Navy veterans. And now they have, the first time, they've created a river sleigh rides. And so they have Santa on board. They have this little boat all decorated. And it should be a delightful experience. And it's called the Chicago Fireboat Santa Cruise. So if you're in for something different, if you have people coming in from out of town, that, I think, would be something that would be cute to take.
Where does it dock on the river?
It docks, you know, where that tiki place is, you know, the little tiki land.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can Google it.
And it's called Chicago Fireboat Santa Cruise.
It's the Chicago Fireboat Santa Cruise, yes. And it's on a real 1937, beautifully renovated fireboat.
Are there any animals involved in this?
No, but you know what? If I had spoken to you sooner, I could have told you about another thing they had at Trump Chicago. They had reindeers on, for one day, they had reindeers and Santa and Mrs. Claus, and they had a little train for kids that was chugging around, taking them all over, but it happened before I could talk to you. But they did. They had reindeers, little live ones at the hotel.
How many Mr. and Mrs. Santa Clauses have you met so far this holiday season? How many?
Well, I put them all on my Facebook page. So far, probably about, you know, a dozen, maybe. I don't know.
Let me ask you, without giving away any secrets of the trade, who are these people?
Well, they're everyday people. You know,
actors?
900 Shops had the best Santa Claus I've ever met. And I was really sad to see that he wasn't at the 900, you know, that Illuminate 900
sure.
event this year. He was so credible. His beard was real. He had a real twinkle in his eye. He had those little vowel glasses on. And he was a veteran that he was doing this just for fun. So they come from all walks of life. You could be one.
I could be one?
Yeah, if you weren't playing the part of the Scrooge all the time.
Yeah, I'd kick the kids off my lap. Get out of here. What do you want? You want what? A bicycle? Are you nuts? A motorcycle? I do like Christmas. And Candace, you do such a mm-hmm. wonderful. What
oh,
are you looking
I love
at?
It.
I think you may be able to be on once before the new year.
Lots of birthdays. But I just want to mention one more thing if we have a minute.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the Music of the Baroque, who I love their music, they're going to have their holiday brass and choral concerts now through December 21st. Well, actually, December 20th through the 21st.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we went to one last year in St. Michael's in Old Town. And I am telling you, it was such a magical experience. They're going to have in churches in River Forest, Evanston, and Winnetka. So it is that you can find it anywhere, but it is the most beautiful, beautiful production. So I highly recommend that too. Music of the Baroque.
You can go there, then you can go eat and drink at Twin Anchors. And then you can look.
Or you can ride the CTA holiday bus.
And then you can go across the street and play baseball in the field of the school where I went to grammar school. It can be a huge, huge kind
where
of.
Where did you go to grammar school?
LaSalle.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Before the
new. Do they
have
any fun Christmas events at your school?
God, isn't that an interesting question? I don't remember. I do have one Christmas story. When one year we begged my father to get us a Christmas tree, my brother Mark and I.
Yeah.
And he did. We drove up to somewhere on the north side, and we got a tree, and we brought it back, and we put it on the porch, and it was really, really a nice tree. And we went to school the next day, and we came home, and the tree was not there. And Mark said, well, maybe Mom decorated it and put it in the living room. So we ran into the living room, and there was no tree there. And so we said, yeah, Mom, where's our Christmas tree? And she told us a story. She told us that one of the young people who delivered groceries from the Economy grocery store on Wells Street had come over, and she looked at the tree and said, oh, my goodness, this is the most beautiful tree I've ever seen. And my mother said, oh, I'm glad you like it. The boys have never had a tree before. And she said, well, neither have I and my five brothers. And so in typical Mary Lou Cogan fashion, she said, well, take the tree.
Bless her heart.
Isn't that a good story?
Oh, you were raised right, Rick. That's a wonderful story. I love it.
That was a high moment. Believe me, that was a high moment. As opposed to having, you know, drunk Roger Ebert on the back porch trying to push me off.
You've had the best of both.
I wouldn't go quite that far. Candace, wish everybody in your inimitable.
Listen, one more thing. Did you hear about those ruby slippers, Wizard of Oz?
I read about them. I will tell you another thing. I don't share a lot about my life, but there's one movie I have never seen until last Saturday, I think it was. I was taken by the great Kathy Murray to the Chicago Symphony Center to watch a movie with the symphony orchestra playing to it. And that movie I had never seen before, and that movie was The Wizard of Oz.
You have got to be kidding me, Rick.
I am certainly. Ask Kate.
You are living under a rock.
She was staring at me the whole time. I'm like crying. I'm like, this is it's unbelievable. This is the greatest film I've ever seen. You know, I knew the story. I knew the story, of course, but it was fantastic. Candace?
I'm so glad. And what better way to see it than with the symphony?
No question.
Good for you.
Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas
to Chuck. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
Thank you, sweetie. Thanks. The ever exuberant, we love her, Candace Jordan.